This is Corey Long.
Okay. This is Corey Long.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. And if you want to say from, you know, Southern New Hampshire, or you could just say all the way from Cincinnati.
Okay.
If you don't want to say the school name. So it's Corey Long, all the way from Cincinnati. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
This is Corey Long, all the way from Cincinnati, representing Southern New Hampshire University. You are watching Mike.
Damn. That's all right. That's how we edited it.
Yeah, that was good, too.
I was kind of getting excited for that one.
All right, what I'm saying, Mike Kaplan?
100 podcast.
Okay, I got you. This is Corey Long, all the way from Cincinnati, representing Southern New Hampshire University, and this is the Mike 100 podcast.
One more time. Mike Kaplan 100.
All right, we got
to start writing it out.
This is Corey Long, all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, when you are watching the Mike 100 podcast. Okay. This is Corey Long, all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, and you are listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Yeah, boy.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com.
Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness Training, high school basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I'm here interviewing athletes who are sharing their stories and journeys about taking their talent to the next level. Today, we have a very special guest all the way from Cincinnati, Corey Long. How are we doing, Corey?
I'm good. How you doing?
Corey started his journey in Cincinnati. Now you're living in Long Island. You went to Stony Brook University to play basketball.
Yes.
And now we're heading to, you played at Southern New Hampshire last year, correct?
Yeah, my first year there.
So you started at Stony Brook, now you're at Southern New Hampshire.
Yes.
What is it like being in New York, coming all the way from Cincinnati?
A lot more faster, a lot more pace, a lot of more competition, a lot of more people. So everything is just sped up a little bit. So I was looking to get, you know, a little bit of more rumble up here, so that's why I came up here.
That's great. Yeah, New York's definitely a whole different world, I'm sure, from Cincinnati. And just want to give a shout-out to Mike Woodhouse, your trainer. That's who you're staying with now, right, in Long Island.
That's my trainer. That's my big brother, you know, holding it down for me.
You were there. He was with you in your whole Stony Brook experience.
Yeah, my freshman year. I met him my freshman year at Stony Brook. So I was a baby then. So he seen me when I was young coming in. So
there you go. When did you really first start playing basketball? Then when did you lock in and, you know, have a dream of playing, you know, in college where – you know, went from, you know, maybe just playing CYO to really getting serious, playing AAU, traveling the country, that whole process.
I've always been playing sports. I want a fat boy, so sports has always been in my house. I've always knew about basketball, football, stuff like that. I started playing AAU seriously around 6th, 7th grade, and then it picked up going into, like, 9th grade, and that's when I started getting a little bit of college recognition. So that's when I knew I could play at the next level.
That's awesome. I mean, you know, the whole process of AAU and training, when did you really, you know, feel you needed, whether it was a basketball trainer and then, you know, somebody like me, the speed, agility, strength, conditioning, at what point in your career did you, you know, really lock in with that?
My first AAU team I ever played for, I played under Roberto Allen. He's actually the new head coach at Withrow now. I've always knew what the work ethic was, so my first time playing organized basketball, it was not like friendly. It was hard work. It was like we got a week and we finna go to Chicago or we finna go to St. Louis and it's rumble time. So I was really young getting into a lot of you know, competition out in the Midwest. I would say about 10th grade, I felt like I had to make a body change or like get stronger, get a little faster and just get my repetitions up. So I would say about 10th grade year, I knew it was like time for me to start putting in overtime.
Right, really getting into the strength training, the weightlifting. Then you played, you know, Division One basketball at Stony Brook. What was that experience like? What was, you know, your favorite thing, you know, about that season that you played there?
I actually played two seasons there. And Stony Brook, man, it was everything that I dreamed it to be, you know, coming from an inner city, you know, getting recruited. So just what you think of college, Stony Brook was everything that I thought it would be. A big university, you know, a lot of guys around that just want to win. You know, our culture was pretty big. We had a winning culture. So big locker room, professional coaching staff, everything was just ran tight-knit. So everything I thought it would be, that's what it was, so.
All right, and now you made the move to go to the University of Southern New Hampshire.
Right.
What is the transition process like from going from one school in Long Island, New York, to, you know, another school in New Hampshire? Is it totally different? Is it hard coming in to a totally new program after playing 2 years for a college? What's that experience like?
I don't want to, like, exaggerate it, but it's kind of like getting traded. Like, you pack up everything, you know, everybody you've known, you met, you build relationships with, it's kind of like you saying goodbye to them. So moving to a different city, a different school, different institution, I mean, it was very tough, but I knew that's what I needed in order to elevate. I would say I had a couple wrinkles and a couple, like, rough patches learning, you feel me, fitting into the new system. But my coaches there and my teammates, they made it pretty easy for me. So it was a tough decision and a tough route, a tough road, but once I got there, they made it easy for me.
What would you say, you know, now that a veteran, I would say, in the college college world now, to maybe somebody who's a freshman who's looking to transfer? I mean, what advice would you give somebody who's looking to make a move when they first, you know, whether they're not sure if they want to or once they get to the college? What advice would you give to somebody in that position?
So kids or, like, guys who are, like, transferring, I would say the first step is to know, do you really want to leave? Because it's a long and it's a tough process. It's also a gamble. You may not know if you get another opportunity like the same school you're at. So I would say, you know, make sure that you are sure about what you want to do. And then second, make sure you find you a home where you can be yourself. You can be comfortable, perform at your best abilities. Some people get to college and not really able to be themselves around, you know, around campus or around the coaches. You feel me? Sometimes it just might be a little rough patch right there. So I would say definitely go somewhere where you're wanted and where you can be comfortable at, be yourself.
Yeah, that's great advice. And now that you're here, you know, still in Long Island, because the whole pandemic going on, you're going to school online.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you know, our relationship with you here working out with me.
Right.
Let's go back to that first day, or just the whole experience when you had your first workout here, when Woody brought you in. You kind of got a sneak peek, so you saw some of it ahead of time.
Yeah, I was watching it for like a week before I jumped in. I was a little like, ooh.
And then to that first day where you had your first workout here.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I remember me and Woody was lifting, actually, and you just looked at me like, you want to jump in? I was like, yeah. So I think we was doing box jumps, and, you know, it was very tough, very challenging, but it's what I needed. So very glad I'm here. And I was super sore that day.
Yeah. Everyone has always a funny first story. What would be your least favorite thing to do here? And what do you enjoy working on, or what exercises do you like? You know, like, once I say that word, you're like, oh, man, we got to do that.
Pushing the weights. Yeah, the sleds. I can't do that. I hate the friction, the turf. Man, then you got to do it twice, come back. Then you got to do the squat.
Yeah, then you push squat, and jump it. Yeah,
come on, man.
That whole circuit.
It's terrible.
But the benefits are good. And what about, what would be your favorite thing?
I like the jumping circuit.
The
jumping circuit with the dunk factory.
Dunk factory.
I like the bands, the resistant bands.
Yeah.
Those get you right.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a lot of fun having you come here working out. Being here home, though, and going to school, what's that whole process like during the whole coronavirus pandemic? How are you able to stay engaged, you know, in basketball now that you've been working out with me? But what is it like not knowing if we're going to play, if we are going to play, you know, just always having to be ready?
Yeah, it's kind of like everything just on hold right now. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're a number call, just be ready. It's kind of like that mentality. It's been like that for like 6-7 months. So I really came up here just so I can focus solely on school and working out, you know, not being around any distractions. So up here is just getting in the gym and then just getting my schoolwork done. So kind of just been like on standby, like, for the longest. So
yeah. Just keep waiting, keep staying in shape, keep practicing.
Yeah.
And now they gave you another year of eligibility as well, right? So you don't, you know, you're not really losing anything. It's just the time that, you know, just the being patient and having to wait and wait.
Yeah.
But then again, it gives you, you know, it can almost be a positive in a sense because now you have a whole extra year basically to work out and just work on your craft.
Yeah. I hope everybody looking at it like that too. If you're not looking at it like that and you're a college athlete, you kind of lost right now.
So now, like in your career, from where you started with the whole AAU circuit to, you know, playing at Stony Brook and then transferring, would you say your goals have changed when you first started out, or now that you're playing at a higher level, have your goals changed to, you know, really what you want to accomplish?
No, I wouldn't say my goals have changed entirely. I always been wanted to use basketball as to, you know, get my family out of the situation we in, you know, take care of my business and, you know, put some food on the table for me and mine. That's always what I thought it was, you know. So transferring and then coming to Division One, you realize that it's a lot of guys just like you. It's a lot of guys that got the same hunger, you know, the same struggle. Might not be the same, but it's similar. So just the drive, I don't think nothing changed. I'm still on the same paper chase, you know, same road. I don't know. I'm doing the same thing. Yeah. I've been like this since I was like 16, 17. I always had a vision. I was going to do something, make some money off this sport. Yeah. So.
No, yeah. I mean, I totally, you know, agree with all you're saying because, you know, you being here almost every day, you know, I see your work ethic and, you know, how bad you really want it. You know, if to, you know, any sport or, you know, any age really, but, you know, a younger kid maybe in sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth grade who's listening, you know, that wants to play any sport, you know, going through the whole process, the ups and downs, struggling, you know, and doing well.
Right.
You know, what advice would you give, you know, a younger kid coming up? Whose, you know, dream might to be, you know, to play in college at any, you know, any level?
I would say work ethic. Where I come from, there's so many people who got all the talent you need with no work ethic. So that was implemented in me early. So that's what I would say to the younger guys or the, you know, the younger athletes that want to play at the next level. You got to have a work ethic. It's not going to work. You only can get so far with natural talent. So I done seen a lot of people hit those walls and a lot of people get passed because they ain't got no work ethic. So I would say the main thing is work ethic.
Yeah, it's huge advice, great advice to younger kids because a lot of kids will come in here, same thing, and, you know, tell me they want to play at the next level, but
right.
You know, no one really knows what it's like until you really put the work in and, you know, and experience it. So hearing it, you know, from somebody like you, that's great stuff that you could teach these younger kids. So we're going to have some fun right now. We're going to call it Keep It 100.
Keep it 100.
So we're going to give you a series of questions, rapid fire.
Okay.
Two different things. You just tell me which one you like better.
All right, bet.
All right, here we go. All the way from Cincinnati. The first question, long distance or sprints?
Long distance.
TikTok or Instagram?
IG.
Yeah, we know Corey doesn't like to dance.
I can't.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
J. Cole or Drake?
Drake.
Cincinnati or New York?
Come on, man. Cincinnati. North side. Stop playing.
All right. You went with Cincinnati, but now next one is Cincinnati pizza or New York pizza?
New York pizza. They got me. My bad, y'all. You know, I'm too loyal. My bad. Yeah, New York got it.
You had to think about that one. Dunk Factory or Tire Flips?
Dunk Factory.
FaceTime or text?
Text. Do not call. Man, I hate when people call my phone, man. I swear to God. Do not call me, man. Text.
All right, here we go. Last question. What's your favorite late night snack?
Domino's. You order that Domino's before 2 a.m., boy. You in good hands, I promise.
Domino's. That's a great answer. That might be the best one so far. All right, Corey. Just want to thank you for being a part of the podcast. Hope you had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing your story, giving advice to some of these younger athletes.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.